Lancaster, which has gone great.
That's great.
So pulled over in Lancaster, which is Trevor Chess.
Yeah. Oh, it's that. Yeah. Well, I won't keep you very long. I'll keep you about a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, then you can get on your way. If that's all right.
Yeah, no pressure, brother. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
That's all right, because the album's great, and which I've said, of course, in Power Play this month. And
all right, okay, excellent.
And we'll be saying on my podcast later. I think I might have given it a 10 out of 10, actually.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Because I've liked the band from the beginning, but this sounds like a fantastic, it sounds like a massive, swaggering, confident band. It's something really special, but it doesn't just, because there's a lot of bands around who are doing kind of souped up blues rock, but it doesn't sound like that. It's got a real 70s feel and a real 60s feel, and there are a lot of different sounds in there. So I presume you're absolutely delighted, and it sounds like it's going really well for you.
Yeah, it's we've been blown away by the response, really, to be honest. Obviously, we were really happy with what we came out with, and we were sort of really proud of the work, but to have so many people love it as much as they do, it's pretty humbling, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's, as I say, I've liked the band from the beginning, but this sounds like a massive step forward, a huge step forward. I mean, when you were making it, did you think, oh, this sounds like we've got something really special here, or I mean, the band's always been great, but this does sound different. Does it? Is it because, I don't know, you've worked together for so long and that's changed things, or how? I mean, do you feel a change, or do you just think it sounds like us and it's just that people have picked up on it?
I think we've always been, because obviously there's been about 3 years since Eden. In that time, we've gained a real strong reputation for being a powerful live band.
Yeah.
And I think that when we went into the studio, we were carrying that sort of momentum and that experience and that collectiveness into the studio, you know. And I think the album, for the first time, really portrays that what we do live, which is really important to it.
It's been a bit of a change as well, because we've been working with their first full release with Rich and Dale involved as well, and that has hugely changed the dynamic and how we've written.
Yeah.
To incorporate string keys parts, real focus on backing vocal harmonies and stuff like that. So I think we were really, I think when we left, we felt we'd done a really, really good job. And then once we had it mixed and mastered, I think we were really, really pleased with the final product for sure.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. And you know, you're really busy at the moment, which is great. So people have really picked up on that. I mean, as you say, you know, it's been a surprise about that. But did you think, well, here's, you know, we're kind of on our way here, or has it been a complete shock that people have said, so many people want to talk to you and you seem to be on the cusp of something here?
When we make the album, we hope that's going to be the reaction.
Yeah.
But you never know until you get it out there in the wild.
Yes.
The reaction to it has blown us away. I think you're right about us being on the cusp of something. I think
it feels like that, doesn't it?
I think I see a lot of stories of bands in the 70s where they gig so much that they kind of don't realise it, because they're just constantly sort of going from place to place. And I think we feel a bit like that, but we do feel the momentum, and we do feel the reward for our hard work. And I think that's why we continue to just work as hard as we can, week to week, literally just like constantly planning what we can do next, because we can feel that we're climbing the mountain and that we're moving forward.
When we have little sort of lulls in gigging, it really shows up after, if we go and do a tour, for example, like the tour we did in December. We sold out some places. We sold out our hometown show, which was great. We knew Rockstock was a sellout. But out of all the dates that we were looking at on the tour that we thought might be well attended, like, we sold out a gig in Norwich.
Right.
And to my recollection, we've only played out in East Anglia. We did a gig in Norwich last February, which also sold out.
Yeah.
And then we did some festivals. but they're the only shows out there that we've done. And I think that is a big indicator that the word about it is spreading, and that there is a buzz there, that you can go to a relatively new city. You know, we've not gigged there as much as we've gigged in the East Midlands, the West Midlands,
yeah,
the North West, and it's select. It was a very pleasant surprise, but I think it shows that there is definitely bigger reach over the last 18 months or so, for sure.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I got the album to review, even the cover, I just thought, this seems a bit different. Because, you know, I review tons of albums every month, and people send me tons of stuff. And it all does, you know, I love the artwork and all of that, and a lot of people don't, and they just say, well, I want streams. But, you know, the artwork's really important, and it looked different. This whole thing looked really different. It looked like it was something that was a bit literary and more important. It looked like it was something that was a kind of invitation to say, look, we're here now, and this is, it's really important that you listen to us. Was that the intention of the artwork? Because it's different to a lot of other stuff that's around.
You found Martin, didn't you, Andy?
Yeah, so the artwork was done by a dude called Martin Ross Butler that I knew from works with Derbyshire sort
yeah.
of way, and he did crafted it all by hand, and then obviously scanned it and sent it over to us, and we kind of gave him a brief, and I think with everything we do in this band, we put a lot of time into effort in it, whether it's the backdrop, whether it's the stage show, which obviously we've gained quite a reputation for, and most importantly obviously the songs, but every aspect of the band has to be a reflection of us as five individuals and what we want to portray, and the artwork, as you say, is one of the most important things. I kind of pitched it to Martin that I want it to be that you've wandered into a charity shop, you search through some vinyls, a bearded bloke just dropped off that looks mysterious like a wizard, and you find this one vinyl in the middle of it that just makes you want to buy it without listening to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted, and I think yeah, you achieved that really well. Well, hopefully you did anyway, you know, by what you're saying. So yeah, it means we're very proud of it, and I think, as you say, it pulls you in, and
ooh,
you know, the live show, we're very proud on it being like a show, you know, being a form of escapism and being a sense of theatre almost, and I think that the artwork is just an extension of that in line with the music.
Yeah, you see, that's really important that you say that. It's really interesting that you talk about the theatre and theatricality of this whole thing, because this album, you know, if it was a collection of great harder blues rock tracks, shall we say, then I'd have loved that. But there is a theatricality in it, and there is a kind of self belief and a kind of drama in there, which is lacking in other bands at the moment doing a similar kind of sound. Has that always been with you, or do you think that's come because you've gigged so much and you feel so tight?
I think when we first started, maybe it wasn't quite as theatrical, but it's something that's naturally developed as we've been sort of playing more together. Sort of similarly with sort of the look and things like that. It's sort of naturally developed as we've developed as people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting, because you have that kind of feel on the album. The band has that kind of feel of tight to get loose, which, you know, a lot of people don't understand, which is, you know, but it does sound like you've been working together for about 30 years. So, you know, that's difficult to have, even for a band who've been together for 30 years. So, you know, how do you get that kind of sound? Or is that something, or have that, or get that feeling? Or is that something that I'm saying that you think we didn't even realise?
I think because we're always so keen to take as many opportunities as we can to showcase what we do. So I think that naturally then, we spend a lot of time together and we gig so much, you know. So it's a real good to say that we sound like a band that's been together 30 years. But I think in the space of a year, we can cram 30 years worth of experiences into that year. I mean, when we did the Hasty Dixie support, it was 5 weeks,
yeah,
one day off, but we, you know, 6 gigs in Scotland, you know, five or six in Wales. And I loved that because it felt old school.
Yes.
You know, a lot of bands will do easy gigging now with no discredit to other bands because, you know, life's hard ultimately. You have to balance a lot of things. But we didn't want to do that. We wanted to do it old school. And when you live together sort of, you know, 6 days and then another 6 days, it's just a challenge. But ultimately, we came out of it with a sense of pride and togetherness. And And I think that bleeds through in the music as well, because it's not just the tightness within the performance, it's the connection between the five of us as individuals. And I'm so glad that comes through in the performance and through the music as well.
I think
it's all helped by the fact that we all have the same drive and the same goal. In mind, recently it's very much, and this isn't a bad thing, it's very much felt like another full-time job, even though we've all got full-time jobs.
Yes.
And if we didn't want to put that effort in, then I think that would show if we weren't putting as much into it.
Sure.
So to be all sort of on the same page, pulling in the same direction, really helps that, the five of us get along so well, spend so much time together, have the same goal, have the same determination, then I think that just becomes apparent whenever you're around us, that there isn't one outcast and then the other four of us are doing something.
Yeah.
It's all five of us are on the same page, and I think that shows.
Yeah.
We don't even question it at this point, because we just do whatever we can. Like, we're just so locked into it. We've either lost our mind, or we have so much belief and love for it that we're willing to do whatever it takes. And it's probably a bit of both, to be honest.
Yeah, and is that the basis of the album title? Because does it feel like you're a force of nature, because you brook no dissent, I suspect, because you just push on.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the title track is called Force of Nature, and I think when we listened back to the album, we felt that was probably the title that summed up how we've felt about the album.
Yeah.
So it just became the album title as well as the title of one of the songs on there.
We've always been very proud as well with, going back to the live show, that we're forced to be reckoned with. Anyone that's seen us will know that we leave everything up there.
Yeah.
We come off absolutely drenched in sweat, and we give everything for that 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour and a half, whatever it is. We'll give you everything in that moment, So I think that definitely goes alongside it. We really push ourselves. If we're playing a big festival like Rockstock that Dan mentioned on the last tour, beforehand we're all like, right, let's do this. Like, let's absolutely push, give everything we can for this moment, So it definitely relates to the band in that way.
And the album just sounds like you've got such self-confidence that it's a real swagger. The whole thing's a real swagger. It's not an introduction, because we've already had an introduction, but it's almost as if you're saying, well, we've actually arrived here now, and here's what we can do. So without you being arrogant at all, it does sound like you've got absolute and complete confidence in yourself, which, because of these songs, you should have, really. And people are picking up on that now, which is, that must be great. It must be a great feeling, because you've done it the right way, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done it slowly but surely. Sort of not tried to cut any corners, and we've tried to make sure that we do it properly. We do it in the old school way. I think the swagger you allude to comes from just a confidence in each other.
Yeah.
When we set foot on stage, I don't think any of us are sort of thinking, oh God, I hope this doesn't happen tonight. Or wouldn't it be terrible if that happened? We're just, like Aaron mentioned then about Rockstock, like, there's literally five of us stood in a circle. Right, lad, give your all, but most importantly, enjoy yourself.
Yes.
And these people in front of us will absolutely lap it up, and then you go and do it for half an hour, and you leave it all out there, and it shows. And it shows in your performance that you believe in each other, and that you're confident that everyone has done that. They have given their absolute everything. And then it shows when we go and talk to people afterwards as well. We always make a point of heading to our merch.
Yeah.
Straight after we play, to meet people, have photos, sign stuff if they want it signing. Just to sort of increase that kind of family vibe about it.
Yeah.
And we're all really comfortable doing that and engaging with people. And I think, like I say, that just comes from knowing each other inside out and understanding what works. And that bleeds through into the music then.
And I think with sort of going out to meet people afterwards as well, I think it's because the connection with the fans is something that's really important to all of us as well. It's important that we connect with people sort of on a deeper level than just, oh, that band are all right, particularly in these times as well, because we can't escape the fact that it's since lockdown and everything, it's been a very difficult period for everybody, and yet people have still put into their pocket for their hard earned and helped us to achieve what we've achieved with the release of this record from the outset. You know, we can't forget that not only did we do a pre-order for the album this last 6 months, but we crowdfunded the recording of it as well.
Yes.
So people didn't just, like, people came to crowdfund it, and then when we came back and said, can you help us do something else, they came back again. And I think that is because we put the energy and the legwork into meeting these people and making sure that they know that we are eternally grateful for the fact that they are a significant contribution to us being able to carry on doing it.
Yeah.
Because I think ultimately, all five of us, this is what we want to do.
Yes, absolutely. And now you're, you know, you're. I mean, you're busy. So it's always great when I say, can we get this done? And some bands say, yeah, I'm available whenever you want, whatever time you like. I'm available all day, all week. But with you and with other bands, you say, well, actually, we just need to shoehorn this in. And I always say whenever you can, because it's important when it's there that you're taking it. And you must be incredibly busy, because as you alluded to, you've got day jobs and all of that. So, you know, that must be incredibly busy at the moment for you. How does it feel? I mean, does it feel this is the time now? Or are you thinking, I really need to kind of, you know, pinch time from here to there? And how does that work for you?
I mean, it's very tiring. We're all sort of constantly knackered. But as soon as we sort of get out there in front of fans, it's all worth it.
Yes.
The tiredness just disappears for however long we're playing and hanging out with the fans. And then so we don't really feel the tiredness until the next morning when we're heading off to somewhere else.
Yes.
You take little moments, you know, as well. Like, I think balance is a very important thing, you know, with anything that you're doing, like, that you care about, you know. So we all have to make sure we're giving ourselves that time to make sure that when it comes to that opportunity, best version of ourselves. But again, like we've articulated before, we all carry ourselves through as well as a collective force. You know, if somebody else is struggling or they've been doing more that week because of work or whatever, the rest of us will take the weight of that, you know, so collectively. And we've got a fantastic team behind us as well, you know, like our manager Josie and the team at Rock People Management are amazing. And we've got a fantastic sort of sound engineer we're working with, guitar techs. You know, we've built up a team of people that believe in the band as much as us, which is very important, you know. Same with the brand, you know, the different sort of amp companies and, you know, different gear that we use. It's all people that believe in what we're trying to achieve, which is really important for us.
Absolutely. And as I said before, you've done it the correct way. And, you know, I mean, you must be so proud of yourselves. It's fantastic to hear, you know, a band that's come up we say the inverted commas the right way, but, you know, that's worked hard and got there. And you have got there, I think. I think you are here. So, you know, you're on everybody's lips, aren't you? Which is brilliant. So that's just going to get even bigger for you, which is great.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yeah, there's not much you can say to that, I know. But I'd love that because, you know, I've loved the band since the beginning. So it's great it was great to hear this album when I got it about a month ago. It was just something. It's very special, and it's great to speak to you. Thank you. I'll let you go because you want to get down the motorway. But thank you very much for chatting with me. It's very kind of you.
Not a problem at all, man. Thank you ever so much. I've
enjoyed it. Thank you for having it, man.
No problem. Drive safely. See you soon.
No problem, man.
Take care, mate. Cheers. Bye bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.